Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing?
Hi, Faisal. I'm good. How about you?
Good. Did you get any
Taylor Swift tickets?
Did you?
The follow-up? Well, we were on the verified list, everybody I know, and none of us won the lottery.
That's too bad.
The aftermarket looks ugly.
I'm actually laughing because now you have to go to aftermarket. I love it.
I did get texts after last week, so the follow-up on this week is going to be funny. It's getting texts. What? You're going to...
Just so you know, because mm-hmm. I want to help you out here. Mm-hmm. There are apps out there that you can go on, and they're called like last minute tickets. Mm-hmm. People can't go to concerts last minute. They throw their tickets out there and they try to get whatever they can get for it. So you can just pick up a last minute ticket.
Oh, and just jump on an airplane with a whole bunch of people.
Absolutely.
And find a comedy. No.
I just want you to be committed to actually buying a ticket either way.
I got to tell you, because you and I were talking about this, so I'll share this. Because the aftermarket tickets in Toronto, who knows if they'll come down, were crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy prices. Which actually, we started looking internationally. Cheaper. I can probably go to Switzerland and do it cheaper.
Look at that.
I can probably get an experience in Switzerland plus see Taylor Swift for the price of a ticket. Anyways, that's...
So doing it cheaper. So let me put a segue to that part.
Okay.
You know, possibly selling your rental property or your vacation home this year versus next year might be cheaper for you.
Right.
Tax-wise.
Right.
You know, maybe looking at a portfolio and realizing some gains this year versus next year might be cheaper for you tax-wise?
There's been some recent changes to the tax code. We know it's going to take change in 2024.
That could happen this week.
That's right. That could affect you. You could be one of those accidental high-income earners and be paying tax. Stick around for that.
We're going to bring our tax expert on that for sure. And then, you know, there's also an interesting piece that's come along. Our industry has evolved over the last, call it 5 to 10 years, where financial plans and financial planning has become more part of what an advisory service like ours or many others out there
talk about. Yeah.
And so what most of our industry looks at is using a financial plan. I'm going to use the word financial calculation.
Yeah, that's a better okay? term.
As a mechanism or a tool to sell you something.
Right.
Come do a plan with me. I'll tell you how your life will look. Can you reach your destination of retirement?
Yeah.
And then invest with me or give me your money or do these certain things, and that will become a reality.
Right.
And I think what people are hesitant to do is do that plan purely because all it does is talk about, can I reach my destination?
Okay, so let's go back. 10, 12, almost 15 years ago, actually, you and I started to focus on financial planning. Now, fast forward from there to today, about 30% of Canadians have a financial plan. But it's a static document, to your point, that answers the question, can I do it?
Yeah.
Highly dependent upon the assumptions that you put in the plans.
Correct.
Because I can always get a yes, you can do it, when I work with the assumptions. So what we've done is we've now got, at least as an industry, some adoption of the fact that there should be some wealth planning being done. But it's being done in a very static way that is essentially, as you said, a financial calculator.
And so here's where I make a note about what's happening. If I want to go and travel to some destination in the South Pacific in Asia.
What's your bucket list?
Somewhere way far away,
exotic,
never been
cool.
there.
Yep.
Sounds cool.
Yep.
I call up my travel agent or I go online and I go, can I do this? Here's my budget.
Yep.
And my travel agent says to me, yes, you can. The stress isn't happening up until I buy my ticket.
Well, now you know you can buy your ticket. So the answer is yes.
Okay. So here's my money.
Right.
Put me on a plane. Put me in a place to stay. Great. The anxiety and stress happens the minute after you've purchased your ticket.
Because it's not just about flying to a destination. It's not just the destination.
Correct.
It's the journey of getting there and through that experience.
Correct. Think about everything you worry about, and you're more of a worrier than I am when it comes to traveling.
Yeah.
how big's the plane? How many people? How do I get lie flat beds? Do I have to listen to the people behind me talk? Is there a baby on board? Right. All the things about the plane. Yeah. Then what do I pack?
Are you saying like I'm an old curmudgeon?
Okay. Basically.
All right.
And then there's all about what I have to pack, and then all what I'm going to be doing there, and all of this and all of that. Like you're worried or concerned or figuring out all the stuff through the journey.
Right. So you think about that. I think about Maddie. She's a good example, my wife, right? Once we've decided where we're going to go, then she has to ask, what are we going to do? Because she has to work backwards from that to figure out what she's going to pack. All of this stuff starts happening. There's a detail.
So let me give the example of that towards our industry. We have done, as an industry, a pretty good job of helping people understand what the destination of retirement looks like.
Right.
Can I retire? Yes, you can. No, you can't. If you can't, here's what you need to do. Okay, so we're pretty good at that. But people look at that as a static destination. We know retirement is a journey. So what happens the minute after you get the response, yes, you can?
Right.
Okay, well, what about the other concerns I'm gonna have through my retirement? What about my income? What about my taxes? What about my healthcare? What about my family dynamics? What about all the other issues that come up through the journey of retirement, not the destination of retirement?
Right.
And that's what I think. When people say, I have a financial plan, do you have a financial plan or financial calculation?
Yeah.
And if it's a calculation, you're treating retirement as a destination. If you have a plan, you're going to encompass all the issues to help you through your journey, not to your journey, right, to your destination.
Right. And by the way, it's a singular destination that we're talking about. Sticking with your travel analogy, are you only going to travel once? Are you going to travel more than that?
Yeah,
because that might impact the kind of luggage you have to have, the other pieces that
there
you
are more than
around.
One destination. Yeah,
that's exactly
retirement
right.
is not a point in time.
Right,
it's a phase right. of your life.
Right,
and so it could be as long as 30 years in many cases.
Yeah,
30 years. Think about how your life is going to be in the first 10 years of retirement, years 11 to 20,
right.
years 20 to 30.
Right,
they're going to be different.
Yeah.
And anybody knows a 70-year-old versus an 80-year-old versus a 90-year-old, what they do is completely different. So you can't have a destination.
Right. You have to have a journey. And the journey evolves, right? The journey evolves. So the financial plan, let's go back to that. That's where we started. We think, I personally think it's a very important piece of the total planning because I call it the nexus document, right? It gives structure to the conversations and the strategies you can put in place with a family. And with an adoption rate of 30% and most of that 30% being a financial calculator, we have got a long way to go to help people, to help Canadian families enjoy that journey, maximize it.
So step one, yes, a financial plan is a good starting point.
Yeah.
But a financial plan is not a calculation. It's a working document through your journey.
Correct.
That's why we do it. That's why our clients, all of them have jumped on board and saying, yes, we need to get this done. People just want to know the answer to some simple question like, can I retire? That's easy to do. You can do that on an application on a phone.
Right. But let's talk about them. Because when we get resistance, new person comes and talks to us. Dave, I know I have enough money to retire. Why do I need to do a financial plan? Right? One, because they're only thinking about, does it answer the question, can I retire? Wait a second. What about tax planning?
What about family planning?
What about family planning? The transition of assets intergenerationally.
What about health planning?
Right.
What about caring for people that are not in your home?
Right.
Like, it's unbelievable what the things people will go through when you just think about retirement as a destination.
Yep.
But the minute you start bringing up what could happen in your family, in your situation, that changes it. And that's why we've built the entire 4-bucket asset dedication process.
Right on.
Why we have the structure and discipline around it, because retirement's more than money.
Yep.
It has a whole bunch of issues around it, and that's why we're hosting our upcoming seminar to talk about all the issues and how to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, August 15th at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, stick around after the break. You may be an accidental high income earner and paying more tax in 2024 if you're not aware of the upcoming tax changes. Stick around after the break. You're on More Than Money, QR Calgary.